अब पूरी फैमिली एक साथ श्री राम कथा का आनंद ले सकती है सिर्फ चाइम्स मोबाइल ऐप पर। जानिए श्री राम के बचपन से लेकर दशानन वध तक का सफर। सरल रामायण घर के सभी सदस्यों के लिए। आज ही डाउनलोड करें चाइम्स मोबाइल ऐप एप्पल या गूगल प्ले स्टोर से।
Do you recognize that sound? Does it sound familiar? No? Okay, let's go with some clues. It's an animal that has an incredible power of smell, but with very poor eyesight. They can locate objects just by smelling.
No, you're not talking about dogs.
These animals can dig deep into earth with their head that acts as a plow. And they can dig a pit with their strong snout. They can upturn rocks weighing up to 50 kilograms. It's a nocturnal animal and has tusks on the bottom of its lips. The male ones have larger curved tusks on the top of their mouth.
I'm sure you've guessed it by now.
Wild boars. Yes, they are such incredible animals. They can run fast and are amazing swimmers as well.
All right, good to know about wild boars, but why are we talking about them now? It's story time, not National Geographic or Discovery Facts time.
I hear you.
Well, we are not going to talk about a wild boar that roams around in the forest, but about the one that is worshipped.
Surprised?
I was surprised too. Varaha, as it is called in Sanskrit. Wild boars have been a part of our stories from ancient times. They are not just a part of Indian stories, but also are a part of many mythologies across the world. Like the Celtics had Mochus as their god, who was a wild boar symbolizing courage and ferocity. The Celtic warriors used to wear boar head crests for protection. They are also found in Norse and Greek myths. In Druidic lore, a female boar symbolizes generosity and nourishment.
Isn't that amazing?
There must be something really special about them. When it comes to myths and lore, India is a treasure house. If the world has so many stories with wild boars, do you think we'll be left behind?
Not at all.
The most famous wild boar story for us starts with our very own
Dashavataras. Yes,
the 10 avataras of Lord Vishnu. Let's go. After being a fish in Matsyavatara and a tortoise in Kurmavatara, Lord Vishnu appeared as a wild boar or Varaha, a form that he assumed to rescue Mother Earth from the depths of the ocean. How did she even get there?
Should be easy to guess by now. Of course, because of an asura, Hiranyaksha.
Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu were two asura brothers who were born as Lord Vishnu's enemies due to a curse. We shall get to this story a little later. Hiranyaksha was a notorious asura who did severe penance and was blessed by Brahma. He went on a rampage and devastated the three worlds, the earth, the Devaloka, the abode of gods, and netherworlds. He stole all the wealth and property on earth, because of which the earth had fallen from her position and had sunk to the bottom of the ocean. The wealth and property on earth? Much like all that's happening now. Cutting trees, mining, wasting water,
and everything that belongs to Earth being destroyed. These could put Earth off its balance too.
Ooh, that sounds scary.
Okay, coming back to the story. The ocean bed is filled with dirt, mud, and filth, often not so clean and pleasant. The Earth had to be brought back from this depth to its original place in the universe. But who could do it? Now you know why Lord Vishnu chose to come in the form of a boar. Boars are good at searching through dirty places, digging for things with their acute sense of smell. They really don't care about the filth and unpleasant smell around. How blissful they seem always, isn't it? As Lord Brahma was thinking about who could do this hard task, a small boar appeared from his nostril. It started growing immediately after falling out and assumed a massive form as big as a mountain. Lord Vishnu, as a massive boar with his curved tusk, roared, shattering the entire universe, and plunged into the ocean. His form now was as big as the Himalayas and still growing. He hit the ocean and split it apart. Giant geysers of water rose thousands of feet into the air as he fell into it. Disappearing beneath the water, he swam through the dark depths, and with his keen sense of smell, he searched for the earth among the debris at the bottom of the ocean. Meanwhile, Lord Brahma and the demigods were waiting for the Lord to rise from the ocean. Scanning the ocean to see some sign of the Lord, the water was calm and flat. Then, at last, there seemed to be some movement. What started as a ripple grew slowly, and a huge section of water bulged and rose like a swelling. The demigods on their different carriers and aircrafts circled around and craned their heads forward to see what was there. The colossal form of Lord Varaha burst through the surface of the ocean and ascended upwards. He shook his dripping body, showering everything to the edges of the universe with the water of the ocean. All the while, the earth balanced delicately on his snout, like a little ball. She was protected lovingly on each side by his razor-sharp tusks. Hiranyaksha, who was watching this, rushed towards the Lord and tried to impede him. Lord Vishnu gently put the earth to float on the ocean and flew into the sky once more and prepared to fight Hiranyaksha. There was a terrible fight between the two. Hiranyaksha had attained such unprecedented power that no one could fight with him. But all powers fail when one is fighting the Lord himself. Hiranyaksha had to yield and was killed by Lord Varaha. Mother Earth was restored back on her axis. Lord Vishnu is worshipped in his Varaha form in many temples in India. The most famous temple is in Tirumala, Tirupati. There are many more stories around wild boars in our Puranas. Do look for them and let me know. Until then, goodbye.